HarperCollins presents Total Control by Alex Shaw, read by Leighton Pugh. For my wife Galia, my sons Alexander and Jonathan, and our family in England and Ukraine. Prologue, North Dakota, USA. No one spoke. That suited him. He didn't like to talk. People talked too much and said too little. He'd always taken issue with it. Ro Quang stared out of his passenger window into the black abyss of night. It was 3 a.m. and the ballistic-plated Chevrolet Tahoe was heading east on the I-94. It was the middle of nowhere. That was the point. The GPS coordinates of their destination had been received just 2 hours prior. It was a classified facility, a new black site on U.S. soil, one of an unspecified number of places built after eagle-eyed plane spotters and the world's media had rendered rendition flights somewhat less than clandestine. In short, it was a place that officially did not exist, just like the prisoner by his side. Ro glanced at his charge. The man was Chinese, but having been raised in the UK, his English was fluent. He hadn't uttered a single word, which Ro appreciated, since they'd left the old facility. The prisoner wasn't physically strong. The shackles he wore were overkill, but they were part of the protocol, which Ro's deniable unit of babysitters had to abide by. Nevertheless, the prisoner was dangerous. He had masterminded cyber terror attacks on the assets of several sovereign states, culminating in his last strike at the US, which had caused a staggering amount of financial and infrastructural damage. Ro knew the man sitting shackled beside him was the world's best hacker. To Ro, and without internet access, the man was nothing. He had been in U.S. custody for almost 2 years, and in Ro's opinion, the U.S. should have saved the money it had already spent on his protection, transportation, and the building of a new facility by simply putting a bullet in his brain. That, however, had not been his decision to make, and he had orders to prevent anyone else from doing just that. Ro's gaze returned to the window. He scanned the dark, flat lands. Out there it looked as quiet as it was inside the Tahoe, but Ro understood this was all an illusion. Exit 1 minute out. Ro's earpiece crackled as the driver of the lead vehicle updated the two others. The only words spoken by any of the team for over 100 miles garnered one-word acknowledgements from the drivers of the second and third vehicle. Tahoe 2, Ro's Tahoe, started to slow as it negotiated the off-ramp. They left the highway and headed north, creeping through a minuscule place with a sign naming it as Windsor, whose only commercial building was a bar with a red and white Budweiser sign. The three full-sized SUVs crossed over a railway line. Leaving the slumbering settlement, they passed through a crossroads and took a still smaller country road, dissecting the vast flat plains. Ro had the sensation he was no longer in an SUV, but in a plane cruising thousands of feet above a sleeping Earth. The absolute lack of light from the world around him gave the impression that the stars above were burning in the clear, cold, cloudless sky. Between two constellations he saw a shooting star, or perhaps it was a comet, or maybe it was something else entirely. It grew larger. It seemed to be heading directly towards him. It streaked past him. Instinctively, Ro screwed his eyes shut, as an explosion momentarily turned night to day. The heavy Tahoe came to a squealing halt as its tires bit into the rutted rural tarmac. Sudden chatter on their comms network stated the obvious. They were under attack. Ahead, white reverse lights replaced red tail lights, and the lead vehicle jerked backwards, tires smoking. Sitting directly in front of Ro and riding shotgun, his teammate unclipped his assault rifle from its secure position on the dashboard. As Ro reached for his own, their driver, following the lead vehicle's actions, slammed their Tahoe into reverse. He jerked forward, his seatbelt tightening. Beside him, the prisoner
Sample complete. Ready to continue?